WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for a world that's going a little bit bananas. You know that feeling when you're just trying to cruise through life, but your mind keeps throwing curveballs. Those negative thoughts can feel like a never-ending loop, keeping you stuck in a rut. But here's the good news. There's a way to break free and cultivate a sense of peace, even amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving deep into the power of acceptance and learning how to let go of those pesky negative thoughts that are dragging you down. Ever felt like your mind is playing a highlight reel of all your past mistakes or worst-case scenarios? It's like having a tiny gremlin in there constantly whispering doubts and anxieties. Well, I'm here to tell you that gremlin can be silenced. Acceptance isn't about giving up, it's about recognizing that some things are outside of our control. It's about choosing not to resist the inevitable flow of life. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice acceptance and let go of those negative thoughts. First, remember this. Negativity is a natural part of being human. It's like having allergies, sometimes it just happens. But just because something exists doesn't mean you have to give it power over your life. Think about it like this: you wouldn't dwell on a pollen allergy all day long, right? You take medication, manage your environment, and focus on enjoying the sunshine. It's the same with negative thoughts. Acknowledge them, but don't let them take root. Second, cultivate awareness. Pay attention to those negative thought patterns when they arise. Notice what triggers them, how they make you feel, and the stories you tell yourself. Think of it like a meditation practice, observing your thoughts without judgment. This awareness is key because once you recognize a negative thought, you can choose to respond differently instead of automatically reacting. Third, reframe those negative thoughts. Sometimes a simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, try focusing on what's right, even in challenging situations. You know that saying, look for the silver lining? It actually works. Reframing your thoughts can help you find opportunities for growth and learning amidst adversity. Fourth, practice gratitude. When negativity creeps in, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or the love of your friends and family. Cultivating gratitude can shift your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, creating a more positive outlook. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. If you're struggling with persistent negative thoughts or anxiety, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide valuable support and guidance on your journey towards greater acceptance and inner peace. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic during rush hour. You know that feeling, the frustration, the annoyance, the urge to just throw your hands up in defeat. But what if you could use this time as an opportunity for practice? Instead of getting caught up in the negativity, try focusing on your breath, appreciating the beauty of the scenery, or even listening to a podcast like this one, maybe. You might be surprised by how much calmer and more centered you feel. So, remember these key takeaways. Acceptance is about choosing not to resist what is. It's about recognizing that some things are outside our control, and that's okay. Cultivate awareness of your thoughts, reframe negativity into positive opportunities, practice gratitude for the good things in your life, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Let's recap. Today we talked about how to practice acceptance and let go of those pesky negative thoughts. We learned that negativity is natural, awareness is key, reframing helps shift perspectives, gratitude keeps us focused on the good, and seeking support is a sign of strength. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts, and you can cultivate a life filled with greater peace, resilience, and joy. Now go out there and practice acceptance one thought at a time. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who might need a little stoic inspiration. Until next time, keep your mind strong, your spirit bright, and don't forget, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.